This weekend, Pittsburgh is slated to host the first festival of Black craft beer brewers from around the country. Among their ranks will be the Harris Family Brewery, believed to be Pennsylvania's first African-American-owned craft brewery. Officially established in 2014, the brewery started gaining attention this year after securing space for a brew pub in Harrisburg's Allison Hill neighborhood. WITF's Rachel McDevitt introduces the men behind the beer and visits the site of their future tap room.
You're standing in the beer garden.
The official title.
With 100% less trash on the opening day.
Brewmaster Sean Harris is standing on a small wooden balcony overlooking what would be a vacant lot if not for the piles of broken furniture and thick brush growing up in the corners.
Things are like the most resilient.
Brewery operations manager Tim White leads the way out of the soon-to-be beer garden up steep and winding steps.
Then we make it all right.
To a dusty room with stacks of old 2x4s and a few pieces of brewing equipment.
Welcome to the birthplace of Harris Family Brewery.
On this sweltering summer day, on the second floor above a laundromat, it's tough to imagine people enjoying a beer in here. But White, whose dark eyes always look like they're ready to plan the next move, says he wasn't put off by the unfinished floors and boarded up windows.
No! I walked in and I was like, this could work.
It was sketchy, but I have very, really good vision.
No matter what the place looks like, it already has a certain charm by holding the title of first Black-owned brewery in Pennsylvania. Harris, a big man with a kind face, started homebrewing in 2013, learning from YouTube videos. He registered Harris Family Brewery as a business in January 2014 and was shocked to find no other African Americans across the state had come before him.
Guidance. At that point, I was looking for somebody to say, no, show me the way. Like, what did you have to go through? And I couldn't find anybody that went through the struggle or had to do anything at all.
Interest in craft brewing has been growing since the early 1980s. So why haven't more Black people been involved? Here's White.
Because... That's a good question. Historically, it's just a white thing. Like, traditional, bearded, flanneled shirt men.
All three of the men behind HFB, Harris, White, and Jerry J.T. Thomas, sport beards, though no flannel. Harris thinks the upfront cost and time of homebrewing has been a deterrent to potential Black brewers.
At the end of your upfront cost and your time, you may still end up with something that's terrible and you have to try again anyway. So I think it's easier. Like, in our neighborhood, nobody got no money to waste like that.
Harris had his own trials in brewing, like when he made a sour without realizing it's a legitimate type of beer.
It was terrible to me. I was like, are we drinking this? And JT was like, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of beer. We can't waste 40 gallons of beer. And I was like, well, I guess we're drinking this nasty stuff.
They also met with some friction when they joined a homebrewers group on Facebook.
That weren't, let's say, very accepting to people like us.
Racist.
Racist people in homebrew clubs, because they can be.
Some in the group commented the Black brewers were appropriating their culture.
Sean called me and was like, hey, you read those comments? And I was like, yeah.
The guys shrugged it off and focused on the business of selling beer, which is not as easy as it looks, especially on their budget. Because they are largely self-funded, the goal is to start small and gradually grow the business. The location on Market Street will be a nano brewery, 10 seats at the bar, a few tables, and very small batch brewing. At this point, Harris says the most they can produce at one time is a single barrel.
We did that math. So it's like 240 servings in a barrel. And that's not big enough for when we start making this for reals.
Some mid-state brewers are advising Harris to start bigger to avoid the hassle of smaller batches, but that doesn't faze the brewers.
I would have to make beer three times a day for 5 or 6 days out of the week in order for us to be profitable. And my answer to that is, okay. I mean, isn't that the idea for me to make beer all the time, because that's what I like to do?
The founders of Harris Family Brewery say if all goes well, people will be enjoying their signature beers in the Nano Brewery sometime next year, and brewing operations will move to a larger location in the next 2 to 3 years. Rachel McDevitt in Harrisburg.